702. The Worldview.
24 minutes after 8, news from elsewhere in the world. Time now for The World View with John Adderley standing in for Adam Gilchrist. John, good morning to you. Let's talk about this aid package, particularly for Ukraine, just hours after a huge, the US military, I suppose, stepping in now after that package was finally signed.
Yeah, good morning. President Biden says the US is going to begin sending new military assistance to Ukraine within hours after he signed that long-awaited bill passed by Congress. It had been held up for 6 months. Not all US politicians in favor of spending so much money on Ukraine when they've spent so much already, much to the frustration of Ukraine, as you can imagine. But it has now finally been approved. And speaking at the White House, Joe Biden said this aid worth $61 billion is going to make America and the world safer. And he said Ukraine has the will and the skill to win the war against Russia. The package, by the way, also includes billions of dollars in aid for Israel and Taiwan, as well as $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to Gaza. And intriguingly, the US has now also confirmed that it sent long range missiles to Ukraine for use inside its territory. The U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said these weapons, known as Army Tactical Missile System, arrived last month. And he said the U.S. had provided the weapons because Russia's attacking Ukraine with long-range missiles it had secured from North Korea. I think there'd been some reluctance, perhaps understandably, to get too involved in the war in Ukraine by giving them these long-range missiles. But I think the feeling now is, well, Russia is using them, so really we've got to equip Ukraine with the same capability. All of this has been welcomed by President Zelensky. He says it reinforces America's role as a beacon of democracy and a leader of the free world. And it comes only a day after the UK agreed an additional £500 million to Kyiv, and that's on top of the £2.5 billion that's already been allocated by Britain. And I think President Zelensky sees the US and the UK as, you know, two of its major allies in its war.
And tell me, why is Athens turning orange?
Yeah, this is the huge dust cloud from the Sahara Desert that's engulfed large parts of Greece. And in Athens, the Acropolis is no longer visible because of the dust. And meteorologists have compared this thick orange haze to the view on the planet Mars. I mean, it does happen. We even get the Sahara dust covering our cars here, and we have to all take the cars to the car wash. But this is something on a completely different scale. It does happen in Greece every now and then, but it's the worst they've seen in many years. It also means that people who've got, you know, respiratory chest conditions, they've been advised to stay indoors, wear protective masks, avoid exercising until the air clears, which they think will happen today. It's expected to improve. It's all about this dust being drawn up by low pressure across, bringing it up through North Africa into Greece. And also it's brought hot desert air along with it as well. And that hasn't helped either. They've got many wildfires breaking out in Greece. As I say, hopefully the situation is going to improve. But it certainly makes for very intriguing viewing if you've seen the pictures of this orange haze over so much of Greece.
Riderless horses causing chaos. This is a frightening thought.
It really is. I mean, it was really quite an amazing sight, but also slightly alarming to see five huge riderless horses galloping through the streets of London during the morning rush hour. People really couldn't believe their eyes. They belong to the Household Cavalry, these horses. They were near Buckingham Palace rehearsing for an army parade, and they were spooked by loud noise from a nearby building site. The horses unseated their riders and just simply took off at great speed. There's footage on social media of two of the horses running free and fast down very busy roads near Victoria Railway Station in the centre of London. They were eventually cornered, and there are pictures of members of the public holding the reins of one of the horses, you know, trying to keep them calm. Two of the animals ended up 5 miles away, way over in East London. They're all now safe. Same can't be said for a taxi and a Red London tour bus, which the horses hit and badly damaged. And three soldiers have been treated in hospital. They're not too badly hurt, apparently, along with a cyclist who was also injured. And the horses, after seeing the vet, are now back in barracks. It's an amazing sight, and it's something you don't really want to see, I think, on your way to work, a huge horse coming at you. And the army has expressed its heartfelt gratitude to all those who are involved in helping to secure the horses.
It's extraordinary. John Adderley in for Adam Gilchrist for this morning's Worldview.